The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Retail sales, consumer prices, and inflation. A look at what to watch this week with The Economy.
Award-winning reporters, original insights. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. This week brings us fresh data about consumers, retailers, inflation, and more. Joining us now from the Washington newsroom with a look at what to watch is the Wall Street Journal's Josh Mitchell. Josh, the big day for economy watchers here in the U.S. is on Friday.
Yeah, retail sales comes out on Friday. This is very important for the U.S. economy. Our economy relies on consumers, consumer spending for about two-thirds of economic growth. And a big chunk of consumer spending is retail spending. So we're, you know, things like consumers going out to restaurants or going out to clothing stores or department stores, although they're doing less and less of that these days and shopping on Amazon, but that's also captured in this report. So we're going to find out what consumers were doing in March when it came to shopping. There was weak retail sales growth the prior month, but that may have had to do with temporary factors like a delay in tax refunds going out to consumers. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the booming stock market and a pickup in wage growth is going to affect whether consumers are spending that extra money that they have these days. The other report is the Consumer Price Index. This is one of the big measures of inflation that economists and particularly the Federal Reserve looks at to determine whether inflation is at or near its 2% annual target. And the Fed's preferred inflation gauge recently showed that it finally hit its 2% target. And that's one of the big reasons why we're seeing the Fed starting to tighten its policy.
And keeping with inflation for a moment, a variety of other reports coming out globally this week as well.
Right. So we have inflation data from the UK on Tuesday. We have inflation data from China on Wednesday. And, you know, what's interesting is that we've been in this very low inflation environment for years now, not just in the U.S., but around the globe. And there are signs, there are gradually signs that say that we're basically heading out of that environment, that inflation is slowly rising after being stagnant for many years. In the UK, the Bank of England has been sending some hawkish signals lately, and it's kept its interest rate low of late, but price growth in the UK hit a more than 3-year high earlier this year, and so we'll see if that trend continues in March with data that comes out on Tuesday. But you are seeing that these central banks are paying close attention to price growth, and this just sort of, as prices rise, it gives them more confidence to ease out of their easy money policies and start to tighten the money supply.
Something else folks might be watching this week, I see producer prices, that's coming out on Thursday.
Yeah, producer prices, it's not one of the, you know, sort of big inflation measures that, you know, the average reader might pay attention to, but it's definitely something that the Fed pays attention to. It wants to get a sense of not just what consumer price inflation is doing right now, but what it might do in the future. And something like producer prices gives us an early peek of what consumer prices are doing, because producer prices are what companies are feeling, the inflation that companies are feeling. And if they start feeling higher prices, then they're going to typically at some point pass it on to their customers, which then leads to consumer price inflation, which is what the Fed generally looks at for its target. So that's something that you'll definitely want to take a look at just to get a sense of where things are headed in the coming months.
We're talking about what to watch this week with The Economy with Josh Mitchell, and you're listening to What's News from The Wall Street Journal.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Josh, what else will you be watching for this week?
Well, we will be getting an industrial production report for the Eurozone on Tuesday. And again, this just falls in line with what we're generally tracking, which is stronger or at least stabilizing economic growth around the world. You know, we've seen in the U.S. that exports are rising, which is interesting because the dollar is relatively strong. But, you know, one big reason for that, one big reason that manufacturers in the U.S. seem to be in a stronger position in recent months than late last year is that their economies in Europe and in Asia are stable, and in some ways they're starting to strengthen. So, you know, that'll be interesting to pay attention to with the Eurozone economies doing with industrial production. You know, that could obviously lead to stronger growth here in the U.S. if factories can boost their production to meet higher demand overseas. Of course, that might also, you know, affect the trade gap if some of these other economies pick up, you know, and consumers in the U.S. buy products from them. You know, obviously we have to look at the trade gap here, and that weighs on overall gross domestic product growth in the U.S. But if it does help exports here, then that could reduce the trade gap.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Josh Mitchell joining us from the Washington Newsroom. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the Newsroom in New York.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.